Hey, it's Eric G. Around the House is sponsored by Baldwin Hardware. For 75 years, Baldwin Hardware has been known for its first-class quality and craftsmanship in door and cabinetry hardware. As an alumnus of the Baldwin Hardware Design Council, I can say I have seen the details and quality from design to the finished product. If you're looking for a new style and old-world craftsmanship, I can tell you there is only one Baldwin Hardware. Check out what would look great in your home at baldwinhardware.com.
Get you on the radio, yeah, you gotta
get on the radio. Welcome back to Around the House with Eric G. This is hour number two if you're listening to the podcast. Wait, you missed hour number one? Don't worry. Check back in a little bit on Around the House with Eric G on Facebook, and we will have hour number one up. We had a ton of great calls. We've been talking plumbing today. However, we had calls all over the board in hour number one. So stay tuned. That'll be up a little bit later if you missed it. So don't worry about that. Now, we want you to join in the conversation. Numbers here in the studio are 503-417-9595. That's 503-417-9595. Now, we've been talking plumbing, but as we know, with this show, people call in with any kind of a question. So a couple things. I want you to join us on Facebook as well, Around the House with Eric G. So how do you find us? Just type in at ATHKXL and then hit the like button, which will automatically click the follow button, and you'll see the stuff go all week long. We're trying to add a bunch more people on there, so we would love for you to join us on that. We've got Sandy with DNF Plumbing here in the studio. Welcome back.
Well, thank you. It has been an absolute pleasure today, and I will go on Facebook first thing Monday morning.
Right on. Do it, and I'll do the same thing for you as well.
Okay.
We'll be friends.
Absolutely.
Hey, we've got Susan calling back in here, who was, if you're just joining us, was from our previous hour. What was your second question there, Susan?
The second question is regarding licensure of the plumbers that are allowed to be at your house unsupervised. The fellow that did the caulk smearing was only an apprentice, and there was nobody else here at the time. And I thought that apprentices had to be supervised at all time. Am I incorrect on that?
You are incorrect. Number one, it depends on what year they are in apprenticeship. And number two, it's usually if there is a plumber, licensed journeyman plumber, that they can call that's within 20 minutes.
Okay.
Of where they're at.
Okay, good. Thank you for the clarification.
Susan,
on that same line of the smearing of the caulk all over the stone, is it possible that caulk could have seeped into the little tiny fractures and whatnot that are standard in a stone top?
It could have. I mean, usually stone tops, when they go in new, are going to be sealed. So if that was kind of properly installed in there, usually a company's going to seal that first. So it's just going to be kind of on the surface of that. But I'll be honest, if I was you, I would call, if you still have a decent relationship with that plumber, I would get him out there to reinspect your system. Now, here's the thing, and Sandy and I were talking about this during the break. I would get them out to take a look at it. And I'll be honest, if you have a problem in there that is just normal maintenance, this is your hair and products and everything that's backed up in there, they're probably going to charge you for that service call for that. But if it's caulking that's down in there that is stopping this up and catching that, then that's something they should probably take care of. That would be their responsibility.
Well, you know, actually, the stoppage isn't really down the line. It's all brand new piping underneath there. It's right at where the P-trap is. When you first turn on the faucet, it fills that up, and it's clear right there.
Okay.
But there's some sort of an air bubble that all of a sudden it'll go bloop bloop bloop, and then the water goes on down.
That's a venting problem of some kind. So yeah, you've got a problem between that P trap and the vent, be my guess, or you've got a vent that's plugged up top, or you have some kind of a venting problem going on there.
Okay. Thank you so much for your time.
All right. Hey, thanks for being patient. Thanks for calling back, and thanks for listening to Around the House. All right. We've got Bill and Estacada with one of my favorite subjects. Welcome to Around the House.
Bill, how are you doing today?
Good, man. Thanks for calling in. What can we help you with today?
Well, here's the problem, the toilet. It does not, well, I put in one new toilet in our home in our master bathroom. I bought it at Lowe's. And okay. The reason I got it was so it's a little higher. But it does not flush like it should. It will not do it.
Sure. Here's the thing. I have my favorite brands of toilets, and I'm sure Sandy does too. My favorite's Toto.
Mine too.
Yep. I don't go into the home centers to buy toilets, and not to bash those guys, but I would get a hold of your Nesticata. I would get a hold of George Moreland. They've got a whole bunch on the shelf, and that's what I would put in. And if you've got a flushing problem, it's probably something downhill with one of those, because they work really, really well. And I put toilets in the category of, like, dishwashers. You get what you pay for with those.
Absolutely.
Right, okay. Well, that answers my question. I was wondering if George Moreland will have it. I'll just go over there then.
Yeah, go down there and take a look at it. They got a bunch of different ones on, I don't care which one you show up at. They're going to have a bunch of them right there. And you can make a good decision. And those things will usually plug up your sewer line before you plug up that toilet.
Absolutely.
Yeah, well, we're on septic, so...
All right. Even worse.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Bill. Thanks for calling in. Thanks for listening to Around the House.
Just a little potty talk.
Potty talk here on Around the House with Eric G. This is going to be our new hour number two. Potty talk.
It's always potty talk where I work.
Yeah.
So. Yeah.
The one thing here, it always runs downhill. Well, we got another caller coming in here. Oh, welcome to Potty Talk. Thanks, Dorothy in Beaverton. What can we help you with today?
I have some sounds after I flush my commode, and I was wondering if that's a big thing. It flushes, and then you hear the flushing sound, and then a second or two later, you have that, like, running water or flushing again, but it doesn't flush the second time. It's just the sound.
Sounds like a flapper problem to me. What do you think?
Could be a flapper problem. If that doesn't take care of it, I would run a snake down that. I would pull the toilet and run a snake down that line, because there could be something in there that's acting like a check valve.
Yeah. Right?
So it'll let some stuff go, and then it pops up and
it flushes fine. I mean, there's no problem with the flushing. It's just the after sound that never happened before.
That's why I think it's further down the line.
Yeah. So it'll take that water and put it in the pipe. But you still have a problem in the pipe where it's pushing it back. Mm-hmm. So you're getting the sound, but it's still flushing okay. But that's going to, if you have that, it's going to grow into a bigger problem. I promise.
It will. It could indicate a belly in the line. It could be stuck in one of the bends out towards the sewer. It's just something that happens, and you can have a professional come out, run the snake all the way out to the main line. And hopefully, whatever that is, they should be able to even feel it go through if that's the problem.
Okay. So I do need some professional help then.
Good chance. I mean, you could spend $5 and swap the flapper out, but it sounds like you could be something down the line on that, where you just got a partial plug that's anywhere in the line there that could be just backing it up for a minute. But then when the head pressure of that is pushing it back through.
Okay, thank you.
All right, Dorothy, thanks for calling. Bye. Thanks for listening to Around the House. When we come back, we'll be taking all your calls at 503-417-9595 just as soon as Around the House returns. Welcome back to Around the House with Eric G. This is where we talk home improvement. And I want to get your call today at 503-417-9595. 503-417-9595. And by the way, this segment is brought to you by Western Construction Systems. Whether it's foundation repair, earthquake retrofitting, basement waterproofing, or even drainage systems, westernconstructionsystem.com. The integrity of your foundation is their specialty guaranteed. And that is CCB number 94222. We've been getting all your calls here. We've been having a ton of fun talking plumbing here with Sandy from DNF Plumbing. We got a call here from Kip in Battleground. Let's jump out to that one. Welcome to Around the House.
Howdy.
Howdy. What can we help you with today?
I got a question concerning our toilet here. When I flush it, I'm getting like a tone sound, almost like if you were to run your finger around the top of a wine glass wet, you get kind of a hum tone.
You got a singing toilet.
I don't know what's... Yeah.
Thanks for calling into Potty Talk.
It never used to do it, but it's starting to do that sound, and I don't know where it's coming from.
Usually that is your flush valve mechanism in there. That is your traditional ball and float type thing in there. And you probably got some mineral buildup or something on there. And it's literally, as it's filling, you're hearing that whistle of that the little flapper on the internal valve bouncing off the seat, and that's usually what causes that.
Okay, simple. Perfect. Thank you very much.
Simple fix, man. That should take care of it. And easy $12 DIY project if you want to do it yourself. If not, call a professional. They can help you out.
Oh, no, I can knock that out. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Kip. Thanks for listening to Around the House. All right, that leaves another line open at 503-417-9595. 503-417-9595. See, we're helping people all day long here.
I love it. Love it.
We got more calls calling in, but let's talk a little bit about some of the stuff out there. I mean, one thing I want to talk about that we want to dive in, because this show's going quick today. How is it hiring people out these days?
Boy, I tell you, it is tough. And it doesn't matter if you're union or non-union. This area is so busy that it takes a long time to get qualified, because you don't want to hire just anybody.
No.
Right? We really screen our plumbers, whether they come from the union or non. And nobody wants to get into the trade anymore. The union halls are begging for apprentices. They come in and go through the screening process. And you're getting people that are either 65 and ready to retire and trying to start an apprenticeship. You know, and it's just, it's...
That's tough. And I know plenty of great shape 65-year-olds, but...
To start out digging ditches for a plumber?
That's not fun.
Yeah, that is not fun.
Not fun at all.
But it's a great trade. You know, the building trades are exceptional. And right now, they've been booming for a while now.
I saw a statistic that I was shocked about, that in the trades out there that I would call, you know, that are working out just plumbing, electrical, whatever out there, there's a lot of kids in the programs now. But in 5 years, we're going to have a 68% deficit on top of all the people that are in school today.
Exactly. They've been talking for years that in 2020, which now is only 2 years away.
Yeah, no kidding.
Hello, it's pretty right around the corner, that there's going to be a shortage of plumbers, electricians, all the blue collar trades, which, by the way, if you are a full licensed journeyman plumber in the state of Oregon, you're making more than any of those IT people getting out of school.
Absolutely.
And I just don't understand, if you are mechanically inclined, male, female, and let me tell you, I would love.
Oh, yeah.
Love to get some female plumbers in there.
If you're female in the trades and you want to jump into that, I can find you 10 people that want to hire you today.
I would hire 10.
Yeah,
today.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And if you are mechanically inclined, there is no reason not to get into the trades.
Absolutely.
The benefits are incredible.
Oh, yeah.
You're making more than nurses here in the state.
Oh, yeah. And you're not going to have all this $120,000 of college education that you got to pay back that could drag you out 25 years if you've got the extended time on that loan. So
absolutely right.
You're starting out, and you're, instead of paying the college loans, you're now buying a house.
Exactly.
So, hey, let's run out here to Jason in Battleground. Welcome to Around the House.
Hey guys, thank you very much. I've got a question regarding a well pump that I have.
Okay.
The pump speeds up the hill to my house because pressure drops too low. So there's the cistern pump feeds a tank, a well tank,
okay,
that boosts pressure to 60 pounds in my house. Lately, I've been having problems. I'll turn on the irrigation outside to water the lawn, and I pretty much crash the system every time. And I've reduced the amount of time I spend on each station watering, and I'm still having the problem. I've checked the nitrogen bladder in the tank. Seems good. I'm not getting any water out of it when I bleed it. And I still am having a problem with pressure. Is there any insight?
You could have a couple problems there. You could have a volume problem of pulling water out of the ground into that. You could have a pump that's not performing correctly. And this is something new. You've been running these sprinklers. You haven't changed anything in the system recently, huh?
No, nothing. I replaced a couple of heads, but that was it. And that was just because the head was kind of sheared off.
That shouldn't do any difference there, yeah. Sounds like you might have a pump problem right off the bat. That would be my first thing. If you got a pump cavitating or throwing problems around down there, that would be my first thing, would be to do a volume test on that pump and see what you got coming out of there.
Yeah.
All right. And then that's the way I'll go. Thank you very much for your time.
All right. Good luck out there. Thanks for calling into Around the House. That leaves another line open at 503-417-9595. 503-417-9595. Yeah, I've had Wells, as you can tell. I've dealt with this myself.
Wells can be tricky.
They can be. I mean, you can have a lot of different problems going on there. And absolutely, you guys deal with that all the time with that. But it's
we do.
Wells are a rough one. And you can have something that changes the water table or anything else. And all of a sudden, you got a pump sucking air or anything can happen.
And it's a process of elimination.
Yeah.
To try and figure it out sometimes. So it takes a little bit longer.
Yep.
I know people get upset about that. But it is a process of elimination. And you want to make sure you get the right fix.
That's why it's like, all right, for me, it's always jump back and hit the pump first and make sure that you got the right amount of water coming out. And
right.
I mean, it could be that he's running sprinklers for so long and he's putting enough volume out there that he's running out of available water. Absolutely. And now it's cutting it down and not, you know, it's just hard to say, but you're not going to know until you literally sit there and do some tests on it and try to figure it out.
Yeah.
Really, no easy answer there, then.
No, I mean, it might be, but it's, you know, you test it, is the first thing that usually fails is that bladder. Those usually go kind of like water heaters once those things fail, but it sounded like he already tested his.
That's what I said, yeah.
So, all right, well.
Good luck.
Yep, good luck. Well, here's the thing, you know, plumbers, as we were talking about with the trades, I mean, I want to get back to this, I want to, if you are out there and you've got kids that are thinking about, maybe they're not thinking about college is not for everybody out there.
Absolutely.
And if you've got that kid out there that's like really handy and stuff, they're going to probably do better out there in the trades today than if they're going to go out and spend. You don't want to spend that four-year college degree and have them not know what they're doing afterwards. Put them in the trades for a little bit, see if they like it, and then if they want to go back to college, you can. But I just hate to see kids out there jumping into college, not knowing what they're going to do, and then they got this big college bill, and they're working at Starbucks trying to figure it out.
Well, so many kids are going that college route, and I have my own little reason why, which I'll touch on here after the break.
All right, we'll talk about that just as soon as Around the House returns. Every week has its weekend, and we're smack dab in the middle of it here at Around the House with Eric G. I want to take calls here for this last segment, and I want you to call in here because guess what happens? Next week, we're going to have a no-caller show, so I want you to get your calls in today. So next week, we're not leaving you hanging, but I want you to join us on Facebook as well because we'll be there all week long this week and next week as well. That's Around the House with Eric G. Make sure you like and follow us there. By the way, this segment Around the House is brought to you by Adair Homes, building quality, affordable custom homes throughout the Pacific Northwest for nearly 50 years. AdairHomes.com, and that's CCB number 593. Let's run out here to Ann in Salem, who's been patiently waiting through the break. Welcome to Around the House.
Hi, thanks for having me on. I'm getting a new mobile home, and I know nothing about it. I'm living in an antique I have for the last, it's almost 60 years old. It's a travel trailer, and okay. I'm getting into this mobile home, but it's going to be in Vermont. And
nice.
I don't really know how to live in it. I mean, what to do to take care of it, and how would I find those things out?
So is this a brand new mobile home or is this a new to you mobile home?
It's a brand new one, and it's built. I got pictures of it. It has vinyl siding for one.
Okay.
Outside. And it's got a heat pump. It runs on propane gas.
All right. So
yeah, and it's, but I mean, it's got a lot of interesting things on it that I don't know even what they are. And I don't want to damage it or, you know, and I'm wondering what kind of insurance I should get for it.
All right. You got a lot of good questions, Ann. Let me help you with these and go down the list here. What I would do is the nice thing with some of the newer mobile homes is they are starting to use more standard equipment in some of these things. They're getting better. So it's going to be a little bit easier to maintain some of this stuff because they're starting to use, depending on which one you get, they're starting to use more traditional building equipment. You're seeing more 2x4, 2x6 construction kind of things. So they're getting better. What you have, I don't know. But what I would do is when you get out there, like for your heating air conditioning system, I'd find out who made that. And I would find a good certified installer for them and have them come out once or twice a year and do maintenance on that thing. Clean it, check it out, all that kind of stuff. For instance, your vinyl siding on the outside, just keep it clean. That's a soap and water kind of thing. That's easy to do. Don't get the pressure washer out there.
Soap and water.
Yeah. It's like it's plastic, so you're just going to be able to keep that thing clean that way.
I figured I'd like that.
Yeah, so what I would do is follow our Facebook page, because we put all these maintenance things up there, and then we have as well as a group called Around the House Nation. This is our big project kind of closed Facebook group. So if you jump on there with your computer, you can jump up and go, hey, how do I maintain this? And we've got tons of experts that pile in on that, and we can walk you through as those things come up.
Okay, so it's Around the House Nation.
Yes. So go over to my Facebook page. Yeah, no, actually go onto Facebook and go to Around the House with Eric G. Like and follow that. We'll post up the Around the House Nation chat group on there again, and then you'll be able to find that real easy, and then you can post up any of your questions as they come up, and we can help you from Vermont right here.
Oh, cool. So I go on Facebook, Around the House with Eric G. What was the other thing?
Once you go on there, just look at our posts. We'll have up there the Around the House Nation for you, and then we'll get you all taken care of from there on out.
Okay, thank you so much.
All right, good luck with your move, and thanks for listening to Around the House. Fun caller.
That was great.
Yeah, a lot of fun.
Great
so,
information.
Yeah, well, you know, it's scary when you're moving like that, I'm sure, cross country like that. And mobile homes are interesting. There are some mobile home companies build things certain ways. It's kind of, there's rules, but there's not rules on that stuff.
Absolutely. And they use a lot of the CPVC.
Oh. My heart sinks when I hear those four letters.
Me too.
Especially
in Vermont, where it's cold all the time.
Yeah. Yeah, I have a CPVC house. We've talked about this. You've heard me talk about it. You've seen my geyser photos that have been on my Around the House with Eric G picture when I have to go down and repair it. I hate CPVC. And
it's not your friend.
It's not, and it's the bad plastic. Let's talk real quick. We don't have any calls right now, so this is good. I want to talk about the new PAX. It's great.
It is fantastic. It is quick to work with. It's comparable to copper as far as price goes.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to save a little money on the labor because it's faster to install because you don't have to solder and braze and dry it out. It is a little particular.
Let's talk about that for a minute because everybody thinks it's bulletproof. It is in many situations, but there's weaknesses. It's got its kryptonite.
It does. Sunlight, huge kryptonite. UV rays, fluorescent lights.
Those have UV rays, people, and if you're not careful, you're sitting there. So if you walk in your basement, and you've got your fluorescent lights around there, and you look up and go, oh, look at that beautiful CPVC pipe, you're still baking it.
You're still baking it.
Not meant for that. So.
PEX. Yeah. Absolutely. The PEX pipe.
You got a problem with that.
You got a problem.
Galvanize.
Insulate it.
Yeah, just insulate it. You're good. That's the key right
there.
It's
covered. Insulate it, and you'll be fine.
Yep. So that was the problem with the CPVC is that it sat outside on the job site. It sat outside and started to get UV baked. Maybe the plumbing wholesaler was keeping it out in a rack outside and it didn't take it. And the more that it was dropped, the more that it banged around, the more it degrades.
Absolutely. Sometimes you will touch it and it just disintegrates in your hand.
I'll tell a story. I was over at my buddy Wes's house. We were putting in some flooring in his bathroom at a little powder room. We're sitting in there. I take the toilet out. I take the pedestal sink out. I'm carrying the pedestal sink into the living room, and I hear the angle stop go, boosh. I was 15 feet away from this thing from carefully shutting it off.
It's a lot of water,
and it broke off. Well, then you know what happens when you have CPVC there. Then I have to go out and try to get that stupid CPVC valve to shut off, which almost wants to do the same thing.
Absolutely.
And I got that thing 3/4 of the way off and finally had to go out to the meter and shut it off there because I couldn't get the valve shut off. Well, it's dumping tons of gallons of water a minute out there, and you got a big problem. Hey, let's run out here to Salem real quick before we go out to break. Welcome to Around the House.
Hi, I'm putting a modular home where they bulldozed an older home before.
Okay.
And I'm wondering about what size PEX hose they usually use for a supply line to a home from the meter.
Depending on the size of meter you got out there. Usually that's going to be at least 3/4 is what my experience is. But again, it's depending on your meter size, what you're going on out there.
They told me there's some kind of equation that's how many faucets you're using plus the pressure that the city uses. So would average be about 1 inch should be strong enough, or?
It's not really strong enough. It's the volume that you're trying to put in through that. So, again, it's depending on the meter. If you have a very small meter, you're only going to need so big a pipe. But I would check with your local building code to see what they're going to require on that, just to make sure and find out, because you're going to be able to look at that meter size and do it. You're probably going to be 3/4 to an inch. Mobile home, I doubt you're going to need an inch, but usually it's that 3/4 pipe that goes in there.
Sounds good. Thanks a lot.
All right. Thanks for calling in to Around the House. All right. We've got, I'm going to run out here super quick. We got a less than a minute left. Welcome, Bob, to Around the House.
Hi. Yeah, I got some information for the guy with the pole barn electricity deal.
Great.
Yeah, I've got the same deal, but I'm over here in Clark County, Washington, built my pole barn 38 years ago in 1980, mm-hmm. and they told me, Clark Public Utilities told me, if they put a separate meter and on my shop, I'll have to pay commercial rates. So we moved the meter from the house out to their pole and put a canister in the ground and fed both from there. So I'm just paying residential rates. It's a much better way to go. I don't know what PGE is like, but out here, that's the way to go.
Bob, that's a great comment and a great suggestion. Thanks for calling in. All right, when we come back, we're going to wrap the show up with Sandy, DNF Plumbing, just as soon as Around the House returns. Welcome back to Around the House with Eric G. This show has gone so quickly today. Thanks for everybody playing a part in this. Want you to join us on Facebook all week long, because I put stuff up there, lots of tips. If I see something that comes up in the news, like major recalls or a new tool that comes out, that's going to be Around the House with Eric G. And if you want to see any of the stuff that's with the show, including my TV stuff for More Good Day Oregon, I always post that up on aroundthehouseonline.com. That's the website there. So that's one. If you ever just need one place to go to that'll send you all the social media stuff and everything, aroundthehouseonline.com. All right. Well, we got Sandy from DNF Plumbing in here. We have had a great time with you today.
This has been a blast. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you. We're trying to have fun and help a lot of people out while we're doing it. So what are some of the best ways to get a hold of DNF Plumbing?
Best ways to get a hold of DNF Plumbing. There's several. Our phone number, 503-282-0993. We have our website, DNF Plumbing at dnfplumbing.com.
So DNF, D means?
Drip, F for faucet.
There you go. Super simple.
Super simple. You can also go on our website, mm-hmm. and we have a contact sheet there.
Nice. See, that's easy. The website's easy because you can... you can have that problem at whenever and jump online and submit a form and you're there.
1 o'clock in the morning. I get there early. I'll call you by 5 a.m. if you want me to.
Nice. So no matter what, people out there, make sure you know how to turn your water off in your house, and then they can come in and take care of the rest.
Absolutely.
Hey, I want to remind everybody out there, too, just a little public service announcement. Make sure, with all the smoke we've had, go in there and change out those furnace filters. We had a call earlier that was noticing the black around the vents. Make sure you put a good one in, change it, and then make sure, as we still kind of work through the smoke, you should be changing those filters probably twice as fast as you normally do, because they're getting plugged up quickly. I saw some pictures of somebody that had just had it in there with weeks. I mean, it had just been in a couple of weeks and it was already black and filled up with stuff. So make sure you change those things out there, because that's going to keep you healthy. And with the furnaces starting to turn on to heat pretty soon, I mean, it was low 40s today at my house. Fall is starting to creep in. We're going to still have some warm days. Summer ain't all the way over, but be careful out there.
Getting chilly.
So what are some of the tips that you've got, Sandy, for people out there that are creating bigger problems than what they do for DIYers? I mean, you get all of those people that are making DIY mistakes. What are some of the ones that you see that are your favorite here in just the next couple minutes?
We do get those. The biggest problem I see is people turning to the internet, which is fine, but not looking under Oregon for specifics, because our codes are the most stringent.
Yep.
And you really, if you're going to do something, you got to remember, this is your health and welfare of your family.
Amen.
Right. So you don't want to cross any lines. You don't want to put something in that's going to flood sewage through your crawl space. And yeah. I have seen sewage so deep in a crawl space that it is seeping up through the floors.
I have too. My other favorite one is I get off Pinterest or Houzz or all these things that you can't do legally in Oregon. I see the chandelier over the beautiful freestanding tub.
Aye, aye, aye.
And you can't do that. It's kind of an electrical problem if you can reach it's like taking your hairdryer to the bathtub with you. You see that in the movies. You don't want to do that when you fall in the tub and grab the chandelier. Bad things happen.
But if you have any questions, before you actually tear into it, call somebody. Call us. We'll give you advice by free over the phone. We don't charge you to call us. We'll give you as much advice as you want.
Yeah.
And if that doesn't work, then call us and we'll come out and take care of it for you.
There you go.
We will explain it to you. One thing about us is we like to educate our customers, our clients.
Yeah.
Because if you don't know, you can't do it the right way.
True. And I tell you what, one bad decision on a DIY project in plumbing can lead to tens of thousands of dollars of damage down the road.
Absolutely.
That's crazy.
Well, I am happy that we started to talk about plumbing today because it's actually on our list of the top 10 most procrastinated projects in your home. Now, as far as...
By the way, we can't get into that one again.
What? Why?
I'm procrastinating because you know something? That's the end of the show.
We're out of time?
Already?
We're out of time. That's it. That's all time we got for this week. Our thanks to executive producer Dane Vodder for making the show sound great. Steve Moffat, who ran the Communication Center. And, of course, Jeff Thomas keeping us on track. And even on the air today. Most of all, though, we want to thank you for listening. Want you to join us next week from noon to 2, where once again we talk about maintenance, repair, designing for renovation, and remodeling your home. Until then, be sure you do what you love. Love what you do. This is the Radio Northwest Network. I'm Eric G., and you've been listening to Around the House.
We have some exciting news about the Around the House podcast. Do you want to be an Around the House insider? Our premium membership gives you early access to the weekend podcast, exclusive access to our back catalog of shows, special email access to me, Eric G., with your own home improvement questions with a priority email address, plus exclusive new shows and extended content. Click down into the podcast show notes for the link to the Around the House insider membership for less than the price of a beer at happy hour. Join me for this limited amount of exclusive members. And thanks for listening to Around the House.